The Justice Department is stepping up its inquiry into classified documents found at the home and former office of President Biden. A short while ago, the Attorney General Merrick Garland assigned a special counsel for this inquiry. The president's lawyers turned over a second set of documents found at his home in Delaware this morning. Here's the Attorney General.
This appointment underscores for the public the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters, and to making decisions indisputably guided only by the facts and the law.
NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez joins me in the studio. Franco, Merrick Garland went through a timeline of the second documents and when they were found. What did we learn about the timeline?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the timeline that he went through was perhaps the most interesting part of the discussion, his remarks earlier today. I mean, he noted that the first documents were discovered in early November. Those were the ones that you mentioned discovered at the Penn Biden Center. Mm-hmm. We knew about those. We reported on those. The lawyers for President Biden sent us statements. We talked about those at the briefing just yesterday. But we're now learning that this other batch of documents that we reported on last night that was discovered at Biden's house in Wilmington, those documents were actually discovered back in December. So the White House has basically been keeping that under wraps all this time. When we were asking questions about the other documents, frankly, when President Biden was asked about the first documents when he was in Mexico, he did not mention these other documents. They also, the lawyer didn't mention these documents. So that's a big thing that is very interesting about the timeline and why the White House has been kind of handling this a little bit oddly, I'd say.
And has the White House said anything as to why the delay, since it found some documents in November, some documents in December? We're here on January 12th.
Exactly. I mean, we were pushing yesterday in the briefing room repeatedly about why it took so long to do this. Obviously, the lot of questions were, did it have anything to do with the election? It was right before the midterm elections that these were discovered. They did not, obviously did not disclose them then. We did learn today also that Robert Lazar, he was the special U.S. attorney for Chicago who was appointed by Merrick Garland to look into these first batch, was actually appointed last week and had started that process. So there's been a lot of information that had been going on behind the scenes that only got out, not because the White House informed the American public, but because it was leaked into the press.
Okay. The president today said he is cooperating fully with the Justice Department, and he talked about the documents found by his personal lawyers at his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library.
And the president was then asked by a reporter why he left them in a garage next to his Corvette, and here's what he said.
And by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay, so it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
So what do you make of, how the president and the White House are responding on this day?
Well, I mean, I just have so many more questions, as I think a lot of the American public did. You know, how many documents are there? What kind of documents are there? What's in those documents? President Biden said he didn't know what was in those documents. Well, why not? As the president asked, wouldn't he want to know what is in them and what is sensitive about them? When was Biden briefed about this document? And again, just back to where we are again, why did it take so long to share this with the public?
Okay. And just briefly, who is this new special counsel appointed today?
Well, Robert Herr, he was a Trump appointee, served in the Trump administration in the DOJ, a top official. He also served as U.S. attorney in Maryland during that era. You know, it's a big deal that he picked another Trump administration official. It just shows that that Merrick Garland is really trying to make sure that this is not, he cannot be accused of bias. Herr definitely has some very strong conservative credentials.
Franco Ordonez, NPR White House correspondent, on the new classified documents found at the home of President Biden. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.